After months of wrangling with the controversial issue of how to reform America's health care system, the Senate Finance Committee gave President Obama a significant boost by passing the bill by a vote of 14-9 Tuesday. All 13 Democrats on the panel voted for the health care reform bill, while only one of the panel's 10 Republicans did, Senator Olympia Snowe of Maine. But speaking in the Rose Garden after the vote, President Obama chose to highlight that Republican support in praising the bill.
After the consideration of hundreds of amendments, it includes ideas from both Democrats and Republicans, which is why it enjoys the support of people from both parties. And I want to particularly thank Senator Olympia Snowe for both the political courage and the seriousness of purpose that she's demonstrated throughout this process.
Earlier Tuesday, Republican Senator Snowe explained why she chose to break ranks with her Republican colleagues on this committee vote.
So is this bill all that I would want? Far from it. Is it all that it can be? No. But when history calls, history calls. And I happen to think that the consequences of inaction dictate the urgency of Congress to take every opportunity to demonstrate its capacity to solve the monumental issues of our time.
Snowe cautioned that her vote on the so-called Baucus bill in committee did not mean she would automatically vote for the final bill to emerge from debate on the Senate floor. President Obama also acknowledged that the vote represents a significant political victory for now, but that the fight to overhaul the nation's health care system is far from over.
We are now closer than ever before to passing health reform, but we're not there yet. Now's not the time to pat ourselves on the back. Now's not the time to offer ourselves congratulations. Now's the time to dig in and work even harder to get this done.
Before the vote, Democratic Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus pushed hard for his bill, saying it is moderate enough to win the 60 votes needed to pass in the full Senate.
Now is it time to get this done. Let us enact this balanced, common-sense plan to improve health care. Let us reform the health care system to control costs and premiums. Let us extend health care coverage to all Americans.
The ranking Republican member of the panel, Senator Chuck Grassley, disagreed, saying Republicans also want reform, but that the bill is too costly and too intrusive into Americans' lives.
It will be clear that this bill is already moving on a slippery slope to more and more government control of health care.
Apart from Snowe, the Republicans on the panel continued their staunch opposition to the bill. Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas had this reaction to any claims of bipartisan support for health care reform.
Instead of bipartisanship, we see a my way or the highway approach, which unfortunately is going to jeopardize the health care coverage people have now, make matters worse, not better.
The so-called Baucus bill would require nearly all Americans to purchase health care insurance or face a penalty. It would also subject insurance companies to tough new regulations, such as no longer being able to reject individuals for coverage because of pre-existing conditions. The Baucus bill now has to be merged with a bill that has already been passed by the Senate Health Committee before it can move to the Senate floor for debate. If it passes in the Senate, health care legislation would also have to pass in the House of Representatives, where Democrats hold a larger majority, and many want a bill that would extend coverage to many more Americans and that would include a government-run alternative to private health care insurance. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Capitol Hill.